Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 439. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Hot Snakes. That song is called I Need a Doctor. It's on the band's brand new album, Jericho Sirens, which just came out last week, March 16th on Sub Pop Records. That San Diego band has been gone a long time. I think it's been 14 years since their last studio record, something like that. And they're back now, and they've brought some very loud guitars. So if you've got friends who like the rock and roll, who think guitar rock is dead, slide them over a copy of that. They're going to find something they like on it. I've got an odd podcast for you this week. I guess they're all unique in their own special way, but we're going to jump around a bit, starting with a big jump here to the Decemberists. The song is called Cutting Stone.
Dreamed I had a cutting stone. Dreamed I held it all my own. It cut through wire, wood, and bone. I'll cut you down, my cutting stone. Cutting stone, oh, fear me none. Whether wild or weather won. Though I travel far from home, I'll always have my cutting stone. Wandering, I chanced upon a wayward child lost in Oz. And when he laid across my chest, my cutting stone, it did the rest. Cutting stone, oh, fear me none, whether wild or weather won. Though I travel far from home, always have my cutting stone. In a valley green and wide, a suitor wept for a dying bride. When he turned his eyes on me, my cutting stone did set him free. Cutting stone, oh, fear me none, whether wild. Travel far from home, always have my cutting stone. Cutting stone, oh, fear me. I looked down onto what I'd wrought, and when I saw my labors through, I cut my cutting stone in two. Cutting stone, oh, fear me none, whether wild or weather won. Though I travel far from home, I'll always have my cutting stone. Have my cutting stone. I'll cut you down, my cutting stone.
It was nice of you to try me. Out is your primary, but I probably should have told you that I am a cold motherfucker. And I once knew what love was, but it became a point I was scared. I fucked the maid in the kitchen, and you put a box on my house. So I'm considering investing in medical marijuana. You're considering investing in me. I can't say that I wish it upon you. I can't say that I wish it upon you.
great dancer. Those chemicals are known to cause cancer. And she made a new friend who covered your rent that's spent. And I know that you're a priestess. And since you left, I developed this thesis that you were a comet and I was a bird trying to land on it. Marijuana. You're considering investing in me. I can't say that I wish it upon you. I can't say that I wish it upon you. You poured salt on a new deck of cards. The first one that came out was death. You jet set it to fly over. Baseball stole your breath. You wandered around late at night on streets that they said to avoid. And you fell in love with a girl transitioning into a boy. And she's your new girl boy toy. That I wish it upon you. I can't say that I wish it.
think I can get behind that set, can you? We ended things there with the song Rush Hour by Nightflowers, a band out of London. That is the third song on a three-song single called Hey Love. Came out earlier this week, March 20th. Not sure how that happened. Dirty Bingo Records. That track, Hey Love, is going to be on the new album, which comes out in about a month. I was happy to get a little bit of taste of that band after seeing their name everywhere. Maybe not my thing. Maybe they are. I don't know. We'll see what happens when the album comes out. Before that, we heard from Hidden Pictures with the song Medical Marijuana. That is a two-song digital-only single that came out December of 2015. I never knew that it happened, but a little bit of internet sleuthing, you see a single you didn't know that happened, and you just snag it. And that is the project of Richard Gintout from Kansas City, but living out in Oakland and making that project. Not sure what happened to the band after that. Maybe I'll ping him, see if he's still alive, see if he's back in KC. Who knows? And then we started that set off with the Decemberists. The song I played was called Cut in Stone. It's on the new album, I'll Be Your Girl. Just came out last week as well, March 16th on Capitol Records. I'm not a big fan of that album. Let's get that out of the way. There's a few songs on there I like. It's kind of hodgepodge, lots of different styles. There's one track on there that borrows heavily from the Glitter Band. It's just a weird album, and probably my least favorite Decemberists album. But that doesn't mean I won't catch them on tour here in just a few months in Kansas City. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music here. This is the band Radio Days, the song Sometimes.
Down my spine, girl, you're
Greedy, Greedy, Greedy. That is Greedy Little Things from Midnight Snacks, with three X's, of course. That is the A-side of the Greedy Little Things 7-inch that'll be out next week, March 30th, on Goodbye Boozy Records, that band based out of Oakland, and I'm always happy to hear what they're up to. Before that, we heard from Telephone Lovers with a song, $2 Baby, the A-side of the $2 Baby 7-inch that was put out January of this year on Burger Records and Disconnected. I didn't pick up their album that came out last year, and now I'm really sad I didn't. So, you know where I'll be going back to pick that one up, because I love me some power pop. And we started things off with Radio Days with the song Sometimes. That's on the album El Duffin y El Verano, which came out February of this year on Clifford Records, that band based out of Milan in Italy. And that band used to be like straight up power pop, but they're kind of growing a little bit, and I'm not sure I appreciate growth, but that's just me. I'm a cranky old man. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let's get the business out of the way. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 439. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Some exciting things coming up this weekend. On the 24th, you get Casket Lottery playing at the Bottleneck. That's with Mess and Radar State. The 24th, you also have Emmeline Twist at the Brick. The 25th, there's a celebration of Billy Johnson's life at the Uptown. The 26th, Whiffs are playing at the Record Bar. I think that's with Pujols. The 29th, Whiffs are also playing at Voltaire. And that one's going to be a good show. A couple of touring bands in there. I hope that one doesn't get canceled. On the 30th, you've got that Big Star Power Pop tribute. I think Big Star and Badfinger, maybe. And the 31st, Schwervon is at the Brick. And looking into April, on the 5th, you've got Pell Waves at the Record Bar, or Dead Meadow at the Riot Room, or A Deer and a Horse at the Replay. And the 6th, Julian Baker at the Granada. You got Dashboard Confessional on the 8th at the Granada, or Darkness at the Truman, or Duran Jones at the Record Bar, or Nap Eyes at Love Garden. So lots of options there on the 8th. And then we'll end things there. Just a little peek into April for you. Anyway, one track left for you today. I'm going to play a track from Electric Light Orchestra. Well, let me explain why. As I said, every week I get music, and then I have to play it on the podcast. If I get it, you're going to hear it. It doesn't matter what it is. Well, I've actually gotten 6 ELO albums in the last couple of weeks, and I figured I could distill it down to one song for you so you don't hate me so much. So anyway, I've picked my very favorite ELO song from a New World record, which came out in 1976. This is the song Do Ya. Yes, it's classic rock radio staple, but man, what a guitar. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.